There's a reason why so many people in the world feel this way. And the reason is because their conscience is trying to tell them, you're a fake, you're a fraud, you're not doing good, you're actually promoting evil. Most people have heard of this term. It's strongly associated with coaching programs and mentorship. You'll find this term frequently mentioned in personal development. People often feel like they're a fake, like they're a fraud when they're trying to be a certain person, and the literature will tell them, oh, it's okay. No, you don't have to worry. It's just a syndrome. You're not actually a fraud or a charlatan. It's not just a syndrome. The truth is that many people actually are imposters. They are fakes and frauds. And the idea behind the word imposter is that you are basically taking the place of something, usually referring to taking the place of someone who is genuine. So you are the imposter, you're the fake one. Many people feel like they are imposter. The reason why that is the case is they actually are an imposter. They actually are acting out of alignment with truth. An imposter is someone who thinks they are a good person. Basically, they're lying to themselves to say, I'm actually a good person, but the reality is what they're doing is actually causing harm. Our society today is filled with imposters. People who join the police force, of course, are imposters because they pretend to be people who are serving and protecting the people. They are actually enslaving people. I've talked about this on other videos extensively. The police are not here to protect. Not only is it not their duty, but they cannot protect people because you can never delegate your moral duty to defend yourself. So the police, all they do is they take an oath to uphold the law, which is based on moral relativism. And in truth, as we've seen, in fact, the police are actually here to harm the people and to keep people enslaved. So anyone who's acting as a police officer is clearly an imposter, pretending to be someone who's doing good when actually they are basically furthering the cause of evil and enslavement. Public school teachers are also imposters. They are telling themselves the lie that they're there to help educate the children on truth and educate children in a way that they are actually going to be able to grow up and have access to important knowledge, important understanding that's going to allow them to thrive as a human being. But actually the opposite is true. Teachers are basically enablers of slavery, enablers of the continuity of the system of control, because the entire education system has been socially engineered to indoctrinate people to accept authority, to obey, and to take in the knowledge that that same institution wants those children to accept. They think they're a good person, but they're actually furthering the enslavement. Attorneys, they are all imposters as well, because an attorney will lie to themselves and say, I'm here, I'm upholding the law, I'm upholding truth and justice, I'm here to help us live in a more just world, in a world where people's rights are actually defended and protected. And the opposite is true. They are perpetuating a system based on moral relativism. In other words, a system where certain few people, we can call them the rulers or the ruling class, they get to decide what the rules are, what people have to obey and follow. And then the lawyers, they basically are there to enforce through the court system, through the quote unquote justice system, they're there to enforce those man-made laws. So they're all imposters. All attorneys pretty much are imposters. You can't be an attorney without lying to yourself to some degree about the good that you claim that you are doing for the world when actually the opposite is true. And our society is filled with imposters. Many people who work in the medical field, especially over the last 2 years, these people are imposters as well. People who work in the pharmaceutical industry who are lying to themselves and saying that they're actually helping people to get healthier, when the opposite is true. They're actually helping to encourage the addictions to often dangerous medications and other substances, injecting into the bodies, even of small children, of substances which can actually damage or disable the immune system, which can wreak havoc, which actually inject into the body foreign substances, when in fact the goal of health is to do the opposite. The goal of health is to rid your body of foreign substances which can cause harm. Imposter syndrome is not a syndrome. There's a reason why so many people in the world feel this way. And the reason is because their conscience is trying to tell them, you're a fake, you're a fraud. You're not doing good. You're actually promoting evil. You're supporting the enslavement of humanity. You're supporting harm. And the reason why you're doing that is you cannot even come to me or to anyone and explain in plain English what is the objective difference between right behavior and wrong behavior. And because you cannot even do that simple thing, you have zero chance of ever being a good person. The only thing you can do is lie to yourself, impose yourself through whatever role you've chosen to take on, whether it's a teacher or a police officer or an attorney or a doctor or a pharmaceutical executive, a government official, a soldier. All you can do is keep lying to yourself over and over and over and over and over again and say, no, but I'm the real deal. Oh no, it's just a syndrome. Oh, stop telling me, voice of conscience, stop talking inside my head and telling me that I'm an imposter. You are an imposter. That is the point. You are an imposter. And until the person can wake up and actually stop lying to themselves and actually admit to themselves that they are an imposter and not just brush it off and not just euphemize it or try to downplay it, say, oh, it's going to be okay. Let me stroke your ego a little bit. No, it's just a syndrome. We all feel it from time to time. No, no. If you cannot explain clearly to yourself, to others, especially your children, if you have them, what is the objective difference between right and wrong? In other words, the basis of natural law and objective morality, and then live according to those principles, then you are absolutely an imposter. We need to rid the world of this notion that it's just a syndrome, and we need to actually start to call people out on their bullshit. You guys who've been following my work, you know that that's what I do. I do it in many different ways. I try to offend as many people as possible who are lying to themselves, because really that's the only chance we have of getting out of this predicament that we find ourselves in. There's really no other way until people stop lying to themselves, just like I have, potentially just like you have. Many people who watch my videos, you're already in that process. You may have already awakened. Someone who's watching this is going to hear what I'm saying and they're going to know that they are an imposter. And if only one person watches this video and gets it, then it would have been worth it. That's why I do what I do. Stop being an imposter. Stop lying to yourself. Stop trying to euphemize. Stop being the charlatan and start speaking truth first to yourself and then to the world. Start speaking the truth about what it actually takes and what it actually means to be a good person, to be a moral person, and therefore to contribute to actually creating, generating, and living in a free world. I hope you found this video to be really helpful. My website is called freedomvibe.art, where I share principles of natural law that would allow us to change the current human condition from what it is right now, slavery, to one of true freedom. Take action to apply these principles in your own life. And once you've gained enough of an understanding, you've done the work on yourself, start to teach and share these principles with others using your own words and your own way. Also, if you're getting a lot of value and you want me to be able to reach more people, then I want to invite you to help me out by making a 100% voluntary donation to my work and to this project. You can do that at freedomvibe.art/donate. Check it out. Get involved, be a true freedom fighter, embrace the values of knowledge and understanding, courage and care, and let's make this happen. Thank you very much.